This has been a tough year for ValueJet, the cut-rate airline. Last summer, ValueJet Flight 592 crashed into the Everglades, killing everyone on board. Investigators suspect that leaking oxygen canisters started a fire in the cargo hold. After the accident, the Federal Aviation Authority shut down the airline for more than 3 months. Flights began again in September, and the airline hoped its troubles were over. But as ValueJet tried to add new flights last week, it failed to get FAA approval, and at the last moment had to cancel bookings in the middle of the holiday rush. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
The beleaguered ValueJet Airlines had hoped to add three new destinations in time for the holidays: Dallas-Fort Worth, West Palm Beach, and Fort Myers, Florida. In fact, the company began selling tickets to these cities several weeks ago. But the day the routes were to begin last week, several thousand passengers learned their much-anticipated flights were canceled. That left some unhappy holiday travelers stranded in airports like Atlanta's Hartsfield International. ValueJet's canceled flights affected about 3,000 people. Some travelers found a seat on other airlines. Others were only able to find flights that would get them close to their destination. People like Mike Griffin from Atlanta.
I think it's poor planning. I think it doesn't make me happy. And it inconveniences me and a lot of other people.
Do you think that the airline could have done something about it?
Well, they shouldn't have released the flights until they had the final approvals. But like a lot of us, they cut it close, and they just cut it too close.
Griffin had a ticket to fly to Fort Myers, but after the cancellations, could only get a ticket to West Palm Beach. Now he plans to rent a car and drive 2 hours to reach his final destination. ValueJet officials say they had preliminary approval from the FAA and the Department of Transportation to add the new flights. Since the routes fell through, everyone seems to be searching for someone to blame. Paula Harveston, who was traveling to Memphis, doesn't think it's the airline's fault.
Well, it was my understanding that the government had given preliminary approval, right? That's correct, about a month ago. And so they did it with good intentions, you know, the government already getting approval. So to me, I don't think ValueJet did anything wrong. I think it's the government that has done something wrong.
Why ValueJet didn't get the FAA's approval for the new routes isn't exactly clear. The federal agency looks at maintenance records on the aircraft that are to be placed in service, and officials check the airline's internal systems to ensure that it can safely manage the new growth. Elliot Brenner is a spokesman for the FAA in Washington.
The FAA reached no decision. There was not enough data provided to us by ValueJet at the point they wanted to add cities and aircraft to their route structure. So we were unable at that point to give a go-ahead to add additional aircraft, which would allow them to serve other cities.
When ValueJet realized it would not get approval, the airline contracted with other small airlines to fly its routes. That worked for about a day, and then ValueJet hit another snag. The charter flights were delayed because many flight attendants for the financially troubled airline Kiwi International didn't show up. So Lewis Jordan, chairman and one of the founders of ValueJet, made yet another difficult decision. He canceled flights into Dallas and Fort Myers.
We are far better off to tell the traveling public that this is yet again one more disappointment for everybody, but we would rather take the negative hit of the perception that says we are having to cancel one of the charter operations and then have the opportunity for people to seek alternatives, to book other reservations, to route themselves a different way, than to have every day unfold with the unknown of whether there would be enough crew members for them to operate.
The low-fare carrier, which had once been one of the most profitable airlines in the business, has had a troubled year, to say the least. A crash last May that killed everyone aboard Flight 592, a 104-day shutdown, something no other airline has had to endure after a crash. A rigorous inspection of every system on every airplane ValueJet operates, followed by a slow startup, allowing the airline to operate less than a third of its planes. According to Jordan, the airline is still suffering from initial reports, which called into question maintenance and operating procedures.
And with all the confusion of the reporting, where in the first 48 hours we had pictures of the Everglades and discussion about the age of our aircraft or our training programs or how new the company was and whether we had grown too fast, all of this misinformation and all of the speculation, the rush to judgment, I call it, I think created a lot of confusion. So I think it is important to go back and look and recognize that I believe the facts will indicate this could have happened to any airline in the business.
Jordan contends that ValueJet is being held to a higher standard of accountability than any other airline. For example, during the summer months, FAA inspectors went over ValueJet's records and airplanes with a fine-tooth comb. There were more inspectors than ValueJet has airplanes. Airline industry analysts like Will Wrightson with the firm Alex Brown have been watching ValueJet's recovery closely. The holiday mishap won't directly affect the airline's profits, he says, because ValueJet isn't flying enough planes yet to make a profit. But Wrightson believes it creates another problem.
At this moment in time, they're trying to recoup their public image. And one of the ways they do that, obviously, is having a high completion factor, which means getting people where they're going with a high probability. And when you strand people or cancel flights, even offering refunds, during one of the most important holiday weeks of the year when a lot of people are visiting friends and relatives, it clearly sends the wrong message.
The amount of long-term damage that the cancellations will cause is unclear. What is certain is that ValueJet needs to be able to continue to add airplanes and flights to survive. The airline is still working with the FAA to get approval to continue its expansion. 15 planes are in service now, and ValueJet needs to at least double its fleet to make a profit. The airline is confident once they have the routes, they'll find customers because many travelers say without ValueJet's low fares, they couldn't afford to fly at all. I'm Kathy Lohr in Atlanta.